As a national strike against General Motors enters a fifth week, the broader costs of the work stoppage are being felt in Kentucky, but not to the same degree as other states with GM facilities. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The Corvette Assembly Plant in Bowling Green has nearly 900 hourly workers. A report from the Center for Automotive Research ranks Kentucky as the least hardest hit among the nine states where GM has manufacturing operations. Still, weekly compensation in the Bluegrass State is estimated to decline by more than $17 million as long as the strike lasts. State and federal governments are losing more than $2 million a week in personal income taxes from Kentucky's GM workers. Governor Matt Bevin commented on the strike during a stop in Bowling Green last week.
Financially, it's not helping our state or any other state in this country. It's not helping the membership as well. Their families are suffering. The parts suppliers that made parts for them, the plants that they ship things to and from that are both here in this country as well as in Mexico and Canada that have been idled in some cases, completely shut down, at least temporarily.
Michigan, with 40% of GM's total workforce, is being hit hardest by the strike, followed by Texas and Indiana. Those three states are where GM builds full-size trucks and SUVs, which are the company's most profitable products. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.